welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for a refuah for Rav Yehudis Bas Brian Gittel and for Sarleh Bas Rivka, for Rabbi Yosef Moshe Chaim, Rabbi Nachman Mordechai Ben Simcha Yitzchak Chaim Michiel Ben Esther. They should all have refuah shleima b'sarach shochal Yisrael l'nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. This is based on the Torah of Maran Gaon Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Yehudis Atzal. It says in the Pasuk, in Devarim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Vayivchar Bizaro Acharav, Vayotziacha Bifanav. And he chose his seed after him, and he took you out in front of him. Rashi explains what's Bifanav. Bifnei Avosav. When it says in the Pasuk, Bifanav, it means Bifnei Avosav, in front of your forefathers. For as the pasuk says at the beginning, "Betachas ki av es avosecha," because he loved your forefathers and chose their seed after him, and he brought you out of Egypt before him with his great strength from Egypt. So, Rashi says, "Bifanav b'sifnei avosav," as it says, "Neged avosam asaf pele." It says in the pasuk in Tehillim that Hashem did a pele in front of the avos. And what about the fact that they're mentioned b'lashon yachid? There isn't one of. There are three avos. So why does it say a lashon yachid of bifanav? Ve'al tat mal shezkirim b'lashon yachid. And don't be astonished by the fact that the pasuk refers to them in the singular. Rashi says bifanav and not bifneihem. Sharei kasvan b'lashon yachid ve'yivchar b'zar acharav. For it's already written about them in the singular, and he chose their seed, and he chose his seed after him. Vayivchar bizaro acharav. So you see again a lashon yachid. So we have to explain this pasuk. We have to explain three things. Number one, that Yetzias Mitzrayim was in front of the avos. That he took us out of Egypt in front of him, in front of the avos. Number two, why dafka here are the avos be lashon yachid? They could be lashon yachid elsewhere. Why dafka here? Number three, why dafka in this pasuk do we have the ma'ilav b'fanav? That it's very special that it was done b'fanav. So what's pshat that Yetzias Mitzrayim was in front of the avos? Why here are the avos called lashon yachid? And why dafka in this pasuk do we see the ma'ila of b'fanav? That it was in front of them. Not only was Yetzias Mitzrayim in front of them, but dafka here, this ma'ila is mentioned. Why here? So we'll begin with Rashi at the beginning of Parashas Va'era. It says Va'era al Avraham, etc. Beisav Yaakov, v'chulei v'kel shakai, u'shmi havoya lo nodati lahem. I appear to Avram, etc. V'kel shakai, God's name. That's how I appear to them. Rashi says, what does it mean, Ve'era, and I appeared? El ha'avos. I appeared to the avos, Bekel Shakai, with this name, but not with the name of Havaya. Wait a second. It says in the Pasuk, El Avraham El Yitzchak Ve'El Yaakov. So everybody asks in this Rashi, what's Rashi Mechadesh here? Ve'era el ha'avos. Say to Rashi, where the Pasuk says it. Avraham El Yitzchak Ve'El Yaakov. So what are you being mechadish here, the avos, when we already know the avos, when it says explicitly in the pasuk? Of course, they're all avos. The pasuk says it. What's Rashi being mechadish? So we have to be makdim and explain terms in lashon hakodesh. There are terms of netzach, sela, for ed, and then there's the term of le'olam. What's netzach selav ed? And what's le'olam? There's a difference. Sometimes le'olam, forever, is only a limited amount of time. As we find in Shmos 21:6, Va'avado le'olam, and I will serve you for, and he will serve him forever. Who is this talking about? It's talking about the Eved, Eved Ivri, when he is Nirtza, when he is an ear is bored into a hole, is bored into his ear. So what's this olam? Le olamo shel yovel. It says in the Gemara in Kiddushin 15. The olam doesn't literally mean forever. It means forever within yovel. Within the context of yovel, it's going to be the entire yovel. So you see a limited le olam. Mashenkein netzach sel ovaed. That's really forever. And here the apikorsim make fun of Torah Shebaal Peh. You're saying that it means only until Yovel. The pasuk says Leolam. What are you Torah Shebaal Peh starting up with the pasuk for? How are you contradicting the pasuk? That's what the apikorsim say. However, the reason for this chiluk is that Netzach Sel Vaed is Nitzchias. Nitzchias is forever. Leolam. What's the Olam? Olam, the world. What's the world? The place of the heaven and the earth. And only because v'ha'aretz la'olam omedes, like it says in Ecclesiastes 1:4, this description has a connotation of forever, since the earth is forever. Olam la'olam is considered forever. And therefore, the tainas of the apikorsim and the goyim on our explanation of the word le'olam and Chazal's explanation, according to their perception, is correct. That's their shorish nafsham. That they're holding here in this world. But Knesset Yisrael, the combined mystical soul of the Jewish people, have a different perspective. We wait for Chidush Olamos, for the renewal of the worlds. Ki kasher hashamayim hachadashim v'ha'eretz hachadasha asher ani oseh. A verse in Isaiah 66:22. The new heavens and the new earth that I'm going to make. The essence of Knesset Yisrael is a tzipia, is a anticipation of the Yeshua and Acharis Hayomim. Umas HaOlam don't have shaychus to this. And therefore by Knesset Yisrael, Olam is limited. We don't see Olam as forever. When you're an Olam Hazadik a person, not you, Chas Shalom, person's Olam Hazadik a person, so he looks at this world and he sees it as the eternal world. It's going to keep going. We're not like that. We see this world as temporal. We want there to be an Eretz Chadasha, a Shemaim Chadashim. Maybe Koheles, when it says Eretz Lolam Omedes, it means that the Eretz could be in the form that it is now, or the new form. So it is Lolam, just in a different context. But we don't see this world as being eternal. This world is very temporal. So, by Knesset Yisrael, Olam yesh banima shel gvul v'arayut. It's only temporary. And therefore, when we see the word Olam, we say temporary. La'olam shel yovel. It's not going to be forever. Just within this context, it's forever. In the context of yovel, it's forever. But not forever, forever. Not nesach sel v'ed. By the Akum, they don't have chidush ha'olam. So this is all they got. So Mela, they say when it says in the Torah Olam, it must be Leolam. This world is going on forever. Rashi explains, Vayra la'avos bekel shakai, u'shmi havaya lo nodati lahem. I showed myself to the avos with the name of Kel Shakai, Aleph and then a Lamed, that's God's one name of God, and a Shin and a Dalet and a Yud, that's another one. But in the name Havaya, I didn't know to them. Rashi explains, Shere b'shem zeftachti v'lo kiyamti. I promised, but I wasn't Mekayim with this name. I wasn't, I didn't follow through. So therefore, the Avos didn't get my Shem Havaya. So we have to understand. It's astonishing. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu has a nevuah b'shem Havaya. Havaya means kiyum ha'havtachos, that God's going to fulfill His promises. Gevaldik said there's a difference between the Avos and Moshe. That I can take. But Echi Tochein, that the Avos would lack the darga that Noach had. The haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Noach, Al Shmira v'hatzala v'chadoyim in eskai malo. Vilo al ha'avos levad ne'amar hiftachti v'lo kiyamti. Noah had a promise which was fulfilled. He was guarded. He was saved. But the avos were promised, and there was no fulfillment. They don't have the mile of Noach. Can that be? Bivadai shem min hanimnahu lo yachol liot. The heart cannot take such a proposition. That by Noach there was a promise and a fulfillment, and the avos have a promise without a fulfillment. There's an adifus of Noach over the avos. That is not tenable. So the explanation is with the following principle. The whole mitzias of the concept of haftacha exists only when there is a chiluf hazman, there is a changing of time between the hove and the asid, between the present and the future. Because you can't talk about a haftacha if something is going to be fulfilled immediately. Ne'amonos ane haftacha is only binogeya to what is going, it only relates to what is going to be fulfilled later. And just like this applies down here with a person, so too up there with God. Haftacha is going on the future. There has to be a chiluv zmanim, a change of time from present to future. But when you talk about changing times, lamala b'midosav yizbarach, mitchalkim hazmanim, be'ofakim yoter rechavim. There is a change of time in a broader scale. Ani rishon, avar. Ani acharon, achris hayamim l'asid lavo. Umi biladai ein elokim, there's no other God than me. Hoveh, the present. So we have haya, ani rishon, I'm the first one that ever was. I'm going to be l'achris hayamim. And I'm in the meantime also. There's no other God. Hayahove v'yiyye. A haftacha by Hashem. Be'inyan ha'avos. Hi haftacha behove. Al kiyum be'atid. Hainu. Ba'acharit hayamim. When God is promising by the Avos, God is promising to the end of days. That's different than a person. If you give somebody a promise and then you meet at the end of days, that's a good promise. But God has a different time frame. The shoresh of this hanhaga, that olam will have a limit that defines how much it will extend, Bivadai is to be found in the Shem Shakai. That Chazal explained that the world was expanding and going, Ad she'amar le'olamo dai. Until God said to the world, enough! That's the idea that olam has a gvul that's magdir how much it is going to extend. And this doesn't only mean olam bivchinas makom, Elagam olam bivchinas zman. not only the world God created, the physical world, the place of the world, but also in the time frame of the world. So behanagah shemikoach shem Shakai is encapsulated the root of the distinction of time. Sheolam hazem mugbalhu, that this world is limited, and then there's going to be an acharis, there's going to be an olam haba. So when you're saying shem Shakai, shin and then a dalet and then a yud, what you're saying is that this world is a limited prospect, and then is going to come the next world, then is going to come olam haba, and therefore all the haftachos to the avos were bekoach his galus shem Shakai, because that implies that there's another world, is the world of Acharis Hayamim and Olam Haba. Vayreel Avos, etc. Bekel Shakai. Amar Olam Odai. That means that he's promising the Avos these types of promises that are rooted, that are founded in the Koach of Chidush HaOlam Shel Acharit Hayamim. The renewal of the world at the end of days. That's the haftacha to the avos. Haftachos ke'elu sheyesodam mikoach chidush ha'olam shel acharis hayamim. It's a different type of haftacha. Haftachti v'lo kiyamti. I promised, but I didn't fulfill, because these promises are going to be the end of days. The haftachos to Noach were a completely different sug, a different category. In other words, within the limitations of this world that exists now. It's an ander azach. Something else. And from Moshe starts the mahalach of fulfilling promises to the avos. Al yedei hizgalus elov b'shem havaya. Shekolel kol haya hovev yiyeh b'yachad b'shem echad. That's called midas amitus sheli. In other words, the nevuah of Moshe, which is Torah, includes klal kol havaya. Olam hazeh, acharit hayamim, olam haba, kulam shorasham b'Torah. Umiyitziat Mitzrayim matchil kiyum haftachot elu ha'idei Moshe. So you have Noach. Noach is the promises that relate strictly to this world. You have Moshe. The promises to Moshe are going to be fulfilled through the Shem Havaya. Because Havaya encompasses Hayahove V'yiyya, even Olam Haba. So the promises are going to be fulfilled to Moshe because he has Shem Havaya. But the Avos are not going to see the fulfillment of promises. Why? Because they're in the world of Shakai, where there's a distinction, where there's a demarcation line between this world and the next world. Amar Olam Odai, there's going to be another world. And there in that world, the promises are going to be fulfilled, but you're not going to see them, because as we said, there's a demarcation line in between this world and the next world. Moshe is living in a world where no, where all the worlds are brought together. That's Torah, that's Hayahovev Yiyya. So the promises to Moshe can be fulfilled. You can see the promises fulfilled. That's the Midas Amitus, Hayahovev Yiyya. It's all going to come together. Rashi brings these psukim where the Abbas were promised b'shem Shakai, and they're all haftachos al matnas eretz Yisrael. The haftachos given b'shem Shakai are the promises about the gift of eretz Yisrael. We see from this that the Ma'il of Eretz Yisrael relates specifically to the elevation to the world of Achris Hayamim. Sharei zeh mechlal ha-tochen shel gilui b'shem zeh. Shem Shakai is Matnas Eretz Yisrael. And Shem Shakai relates to the Achris Hayamim. The Mail of Eretz Yisrael relates specifically to the Ilui of the world, the Aliyah of the world, Achris Hayamim. So we go back to explain Rashi in the Pasuk, Ve'ere, etc. B'shem Shakai, Rashi says, Ela Avos. In other words, the Pasuk is explaining Vayter, that Eretz Yisrael is a morasha, as the Pasuk there says. It's an inheritance. We would have thought that morasha was only said about Guf Eretz Yisrael, which is the chefza that's given to Yerusha. Hainu haguf shel ha'aretz shenitpas hayom be'olam hazeh. The Eretz Yisrael that we understand in the context of this world. And not in the revelation of the content of the name of Shakai, which is a perspective of the end of days. That when given Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a ha'ara, there's going to be this light from Achris Hayamim. So that's what we would think. We would think that this morasha that we're getting is only the chefza that's given as Yerusha. There's going to be no Achris Hayamim there. La fuke mizeh, Rashi writes, to preclude this notion, Rashi writes, Ve'eira b'shem Shakai, Ela Avos. In other words, the Hisgalus is coming b'tor Avos. What are Avos? Avos are manchilim. They are the ones who bequeath. I showed myself to the bequeathers, those who bequeath. Those who give over the Nachala. In other words, not only Guf Eretz Yisrael, but rather also Madregas Achris Hayamim that's included in the Mail of Eretz Yisrael even today, as was promised to them through the revelation of the name of Shakai. And that's the Hosaf al Guf HaKosef. Shehitgalut zo b'shem Shakai Gufa hi b'tor manchilim avot. And when God promised it to them, he promised it to them as manchilim, as avos, as those who are going to give it over to us. And that comes together with the shame Shakai, which is the shame of Achris Hayamim. So Achris Hayamim is coming along together with it. The Avos, when they're manchil Eretz Yisrael to us, they're manchil it together with the Shakai, with the Achris Hayamim. If it wouldn't have said El Ha'avos, you would have said, okay, Vayrel Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Bekel Shakai, that they're giving us Eretz Yisrael. Just the Cheftz of Eretz Yisrael. But when it says El Ha'avos, this revelation is coming as Avos, as Manchilim. And that's also included in this Yerusha. Not only the Guf of Eretz Yisrael, but rather the Madreg of Achris Hayamim. As with the Gilui of Shem Shakai. You would think, okay, God appeared to them as Shem Shakai. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. But they're not manchila to us b'Shem Shakai, with this shame that relates to Achris Hayamim. So Rashi says, no, Ela Avos, when they're giving it to us, they're giving it to us with the light of Achris Hayamim. Not just that God gave it to them with the light of Achrot Sayamim, with the Kel Shakai, with the futuristic world, but also they're giving it to us with the Kel Shakai, with this futuristic world, with this world of Achrot. And the light of Achrot Sayamim is going to shine also here in this world. It's not Stam Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael with the light of Achrot Sayamim. So this is Galus of Shem Shakai, is B'tor Manchilim, is as those who bequeath. So they are bequeathing it to us with the Achrus Hayamim. And not as independent citizens, that God showed them the Achrus Hayamim, but they didn't give it to us. No. They're going to be Manchil to us, Eretz Yisrael, with Achrus Hayamim. Even though they didn't see the kiyum of the Avtacha. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim 61:5, Agura ba'alecha olamim, I will live in the tent for the worlds. What does that mean? Is it possible to live in two worlds? The Gemara says, yeah. If you say a shmua mi pi Talmud Chacham shen nifter sifsos av dovos bekeber, it's like his lips move in the grave. That's Yevamos 96b. It's Ki'ilu, he's living now in two worlds. V'ine, b'koach ha-Torah, munach koach t'chiyat ha-mitim. Torah has within it t'chiyas ha-mesim. Ki tal aros talecha. The dew of your lights is your dew. What's your dew? Torah. Torah is Mechayim Esim. The Ora Torah brings back to life. So if that's true, then Torah definitely connects two worlds. Because Tchiyas HaMesim is Chibur Guf and Neshama. It's the connection of body and soul. These are two parts of two worlds. And now, since Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, was through the Gilui Shem Havaya to Moshe, which means, like Rashi says, Gilui midas ha-mitus sheli. Shiftachti v'zani mekayem achshav. The revelation of the mid of truth of God that I promised, and now I'm going to be mekayem. I'm actually going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. This kiyum that is being verified here, it's being mit'amet, it's coming true here, is b'madregas divrei Torah b'shem havoya, that encompasses together the mahalach of two worlds, hayom hazeh im acharit hayamim. We know that Torah encompasses two worlds, right? You say Dvar Torah and a person's name was in the kever. He inhabits both worlds. He's here, and he's also in the next world at the same time. His lips are moving here in the kever. It's like a little Tchiyas HaMesim there in the kever, and also in this world. He's in two worlds. You bring him back to life. So here you have this kiyum of bring us to Eretz Yisrael, which is b'shem havaya. Shmi havaya lo nadati lahem. I didn't show myself to Elbzad. I'm showing myself to you, Moshe, b'shem havaya. Which encompasses, as we said, both worlds. Hayo v'viyya. Today with Achrus Hayamim. And like we explained earlier, that includes Hayo v'viyya in one mahalach that encompasses the whole Metzius. And therefore it's considered b'fanav shel avos. V'yotziacha b'fanav. We're osek in a shmua mipiyam be'olam hazeh. It's as if they're here with us now. B'fanav mamish. Now that we're being mekayim this haftacha of bringing us into Eretz Yisrael, that encompasses Hayahov V'yeh all at once, brings all the time periods together. So Memela, the Haya, the Avos that were, it's like it's in front of them right now. It's B'fun of Mamish. We're Osek and Ner Shmu in this world. It's like bringing them back to life. Kilu Garim Kan V'Achshav. We bring the two worlds together. We have now being Osek and Ner Shmu in this world of bringing them to Eretz Yisrael, and there in the next world it's like bringing them back to life, just like when you say Dvar Shmua B'Shem Talmud Chacham Sifsosef Dovavaz Bekever, the lips are moving and bring them back to life. Now that we're in the world of Hayahov V'Yiyah, we're bringing in the Hove, we're bringing the Yiyah back to together with the Hove. Them and that next world are coming together with the right now. So it's mamish b'funav. So now we understand the b'funav. Why are the avos called lashon yachid? When it says regarding a ger bringing bikurim, and not only does he bring the Bikur, but he also reads the Parashias, even though he has to say Asher Nishba Hashem La'avoseinu. Why, it's not his Avos, he's a Ger. But he's called a Ben Avram, with an Av Hamon Goyim. And all of the Avos are all one. So the Rishonim, right? I am a Ritva B'makas B'taf Yatesam and Aleph. That's what it means, Avoseinu. Not only Avram was of Hamon Goyim, but all of the Avos are included in Avram. They're all considered one. We still have to understand. We find elsewhere that Chazal say Avram Kedai La'atzmo V'Yitzchak Kedai La'atzmo Rashi Dvar Malav Ches. So why here do we put them all together? So the union is that when it comes to Schus Avos, we say everybody is Kedai for his own Schus. But when it says Lo Paska Zoama Nochash B'Chei Adam Arishan Ad Gimel Doros, that the Zoama, the Tuma of the Nachash and the Chet of Adam Rishon doesn't stop for three generations. So here you can't say Kol Echad Kedai La'atzma. It's Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav. Here you need three generations. You need Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. You need a Tseiruf of all Gimel Avos. That was Pol, the Mitas, or Shlema, right? Because Avram had a son, who was Psolas, Yishmael, Yitzhak had Esav, Yaakov, Mitas, or Shlema. And then Yaakov had a complete bed. All of his children were pure. And that's only because of the Chud HaMishulash of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You need the Ichud of the Avos. And that's the Manchereg of Achor Seyam of Bidl Chayde Tzadas of Shlom Esuris HaAdam. That's when we're going to be complete at the end of days. So Davka Kan. Shaydei Shavotem Ba'achdutam Omit Yachasim Lehem B'Lashon Yachid Megim Lacharit HaYamim. Because the Avos were Ba'achdus. And we relate to them B'Lashon Yachid. That's how you get to the end of days. So in a chanam, when it comes to Schus Avos, Kol Echad Kedai La'atzmo, when it comes to stopping the Zoama and getting to the end of days and reaching that high state of purity, there you need all three together. And in the same place where we have the Yetzias Mitzrayim being in front of the Avos, Vayotziacha B'fanav, there it's talking about Mitzrayim, that it's in front of them. It also says Lashon Yachid. That's imuta haftacha le'atid. That's the verifying, the making this, the making true of the following through and the promise to the future. There it says b'fan of Lashon Yachid, because they're all together. That's the goal here, to get out of Mitzrayim, get the Torah, to stop the Zohamas HaNachash. For that you need all three of us. as one unit. And that's the Bafanav. So whenever you get a Yerusha, you get it from one person. Here it comes from three. But all these three are like one. And the Yerusha is from Kolius Madregas Avos. So in that Madreg of the Avos, that's what we're talking about over here. That's why here, see, the Avos are Balash and Yachid, Bafanav. Because you need their Schus as one in order to leave Egypt and stop the Zoamas Hanachash. And this is a promise that relates to Achris HaYamim, Shem Havaya, which encompasses even the end of days. And that's when the Gamre, there'll be no more Zoamas Hanachash. So as part of the promise of getting Eretz Yisrael, it's not just Eretz Yisrael, the Chepta of Eretz Yisrael, it's just a piece of land in the Middle East. But with the light, with the Kedusha, with some level of Kedusha from Lasid Lavo, for that you need three Avos together. That's the only way we're going to get to Lasid Lavo. So therefore it says Dafka here, Bifanov, in front of him. Because you need all three. We're getting Anchala from the Avos, we're getting Eretz Yisrael bequeathed from the Avos, but you need them three as one, because when you get a Yerusha, you get it from one, Marasha. It's from one. But here it's all three as one. Together they combine, the Chutam Mishulash Lav Meiri Nasek, they combine to make this pure seed. And Pascha Zoamas HaNachash. Avram had a little bit of the Zoma and Yishmael, Yitzchak and Esav, but now Yaakov didn't, but that comes Mikoach Avram Yitzchak also. And that's the Bafanav. That's the Madreg of Achris HaYamim, and that's when they're all one. Kachu behemshech shem b'parshas v'eschanim b'tzar l'chom b'tzucha kol dvarim eila b'achris HaYamim v'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha. When you have tzar and all these things find you at the end of days, you return to God. And it says, lo yarbucha v'lo yishkech etz b'ris v'sech, it's not going to let you go, it's not going to forget the b'ris of your avos. Like he did all the Tobas and Eretz Yisrael, v'yotziyacha b'fanav. And this is the place that connects from the past to Achris HaYamim, which is where we mentioned the b'fanav. Or ma'achid, the two worlds. This world and the world of the future. Yotziyacha b'fanav. So that's why dafka in this pasuk we have the mile of b'fanav. Because we're talking here about Achris HaYamim. Yetzias Mitzrayim relates to Achris HaYamim. Tzar Lechem Utsu called Vrenel Achris HaYamim V'shapta L'Shem Elokecha. So the Hemshech HaPsukim Dvarim Dalad Lamed. See, in the same context, the saying Bifanav, we also talk about Achris HaYamim. Because that's what this Bifanav is all about. It's all about the Achris HaYamim. Connecting the two worlds, connecting Avra Hove and Asit. Then on one hand, you have the Yetzias Mitzrayim of now. That was promised to the Avos. But it wasn't Stam Amitz, it wasn't Stam a Yetzias Mitzrayim and a Hanchal of Eretz Yisrael. But it's with the lights of Achris HaYamim. And as we see in context here, we're talking about Achris HaYamim. Mutzaucho kol advarim eila b'Achris HaYamim. God's going to be with you, he's going to remember the Bris Avos, v'yotziyacha b'fanav. In front of him. Because now that we're in Achris HaYamim, we need all three Avos to come together, because that's when the Psika Zomas HaNachash, that's when the impurity of the Nachash will end. So that has to relate to Achris HaYamim. And that connects the past and the future. And that's the whole inyan of this Haftacha. The Avos received it B'Shem Shakai, but they didn't see a fulfillment of the promise. And then comes the I motion he does with the Hayahov of Yiyah, bringing all the times together, past, present, and future. Olam Hazach, Rishayamim, Olam Hazach, Tchiyas HaMeisim. And that's also going to be happening in front of the Avos. Because through their combined tzchus, they're going to see the uniting of these worlds. Even in receiving in this world, Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be the light of Achris Hayamim in Eretz Yisrael. Advarim hayu amukim meod. The Avos in the next world are also here in this world at the same time. They're connecting the two worlds. Kel Shakai. No, we should be zochah b'karv mamish to see the full kiyum of the Haftachos b'fias Mashiach tzidkenu. Heru v'yameinu amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.